From the Commodity Classic, we're talking with Big Iron Auctions owner Mark Stock today from downtown Houston. And Big Iron's been around for over 40 years, you told me. So let's do a little overview about your business out of Nebraska.
Well, we started right out of high school, my brother and I, back in 1984. And we're starting with the household auctions, just like all auctioneers
like
do.
Estate auctions.
Totally, yep. Selling that. We carried a lot of international deep freezers out of basements of houses. My back still hurts thinking about it. But then we started doing some farm machinery sales. And then in 2001, we broadcasted the first open outcry sale over the internet in real time. So we developed that for several years. And then in 2009 is when we started the actual Big Iron online timed auction brand. So that's a little bit of a quick overview of our 40 years so far experience in the auction space.
How'd you come up with Big Iron?
Oh, that was 6 months in the making. And one guy says, hey, Big Iron, what about that? I said, you know, that's got a pretty good ring to it. And we Googled it or went on to a GoDaddy or something like that. We found out who the owner was because it was not available, and we asked if they would sell it, and we negotiated a price, and that's what we went with.
Wow. So how's the auction business this spring? Because you usually see quite a few auctions this time of year.
You know, the last couple of years, the auction business was phenomenal, and a lot of people started using the online bidding platforms because of the COVID pandemic and the open outcry business. Everybody shut those down for a period of time, and everybody made the switch because that was the only way they were going to get equipment bought. But you know, we sell 4,000 to 5,000 items every week. A lot of retirement and estate sales, and they're from all 48 states. I'm still waiting to get to Hawaii to do that first listing.
Well, that could be interesting if you get to Hawaii.
Yeah.
Have you been to Alaska?
We've had a rep go to Alaska, but he was trying to get something listed just for fun to say we could cover 49 of the 48 states, of the 50 states. But, you know, we still haven't sold in Alaska or Hawaii. But, yeah, we're working on it.
I was talking to your Houston rep over there, and he really likes it. He's been doing it for a couple of months, he said.
Yes. You know, we are always looking to expand, and we're looking for people that love ag machinery and construction equipment and also love people, and they need to know what they're looking at. They need to know what they're talking about, and our business is all about customer service, both for the seller and the buyer and the bidder, and being honest with the way we represent the machinery. So if you go to the Big Iron website, you'll see that a typical piece of machinery will have anywhere from 65 to 120 pictures plus video footage of that particular machine. So the average piece of machinery travels more than 300 miles that when it sells. So a lot of people don't go look at it before it sells. They rely on our honesty and the descriptions that we provide for them to make that educated decision.
Well, I just saw an auction sitting here from a couple days ago from Sherman, Texas.
Yes, that's right. Just sold some a combine and I think there was a John Deere dozer sold on that sale. And our auction results, too, Todd, they are available for anybody to look at on our website. You have to be a registered bidder, but you can hover over the tabs across the top. It says transportation, says classic cars or real estate or equipment. And the drop-down box will show up and it'll say auction results. And you can click on the words auction results, and then if you're looking for something specific, you can type it in the search box, and all of those items that we sold that met that description will pop up on your screen.
Well, what about prices? Are the machinery up, down, sideways?
All of the above. You know, we just sold a 4455, a mechanical front tractor that had 9,600 hours on it, about 56,000. So those types of models, anything that's pre-def has got really good value for a lot of folks. Some of the higher horsepower, later model tractors have backed off a little, you know, 6%, 7%, 8%. Combines maybe just a tad bit more than that, but they're still a lot higher now than they were pre-COVID. Mm-hmm. So if anybody wants to have a sale, which is the number one question people are asking by, did I miss the opportunity? Well, you missed the high, but you still didn't miss an opportunity because it's still a lot higher now than it was, you know, 3 years ago. So good quality equipment is still selling very well.
What about the crowd here? Have you had a big turnout for the booth?
We have had a nice steady flow. You know, we don't have people standing here all the time because these are talkers. The people that come to the Commodity Classic are forward-thinking, progressive people, and they like to have deep conversations. And so they just don't walk by trying to look for a bunch of goodies on top of your table. They are looking to develop a strategy to help advance their operation. And a lot of them are saying, okay, when's a good time for me to sell the equipment I don't want to use or I don't use anymore? If I trade it into a dealership, is that my best mode of action, or should I sell it on an auction, walk in with cash? So we have those conversations. Some pay, hey, when I plan my exit strategy 3 years, because I'm 65 now and I want to farm for two or three more years, when's going to be the best time for me to have my sale? So those are the questions that we have here at this event.
Well, Dan, where we're at, we have $1 million cotton strippers now, so it's hard to justify that kind of stuff.
Tell you what, but you know, if you look here at some of the big OEMs that are releasing the equipment, and you look at a combine that's got real close to $1 million price tag, that's going to keep them 2 and 3 year old machines values up, because it's going to take a pretty good operation to buy $1 million combines and $800,000 tractors.
So how many reps do you have across the country now?
A little over 300 right now, and we're always adding more reps to our operation. We have independent contractor models, and we also have, you know, paid territory manager rep positions available. So once again, if somebody loves machinery, whether it be ag or construction equipment or semi-trucks or trailers, we have those different verticals. And you're looking for a part-time gig as an independent contractor, if you're looking for something that's more full-time, just reach out to us. Go to our Big Iron website, and at the bottom of the screen, scroll all the way to the bottom, and it says Career Opportunities. And you click on that, and you'll see the opportunities that may be available right where you live.
Hey, I saw a sign that said Collector Cars over there. That's pretty cool.
Oh, we just had a sale here February 19th and 20th where a 1970 Ford F-100 custom 4x4 sold for $45,000. A 1973 Ford F-150 4x4 pickup sold for $54,000. These vehicles, these collector vehicles, they shock me to this day. And we'll be doing another one coming up in here in May. We do 4 collector car auction series.
Motorcycles?
There's motorcycles on these sales too. We're talking some vintage motorcycles that sell well. And the owners are always published too. So if you have questions, you can talk to the owner. You can always talk to the rep too to get more information or questions asked on the not only the ag equipment, or there's trucks or the tractors or the classic or collector cars.
Well, you said not too long ago you had a big sale in Hereford, huh?
Yeah, we did. We had a big retirement sale in Hereford, Texas. It went over really well. And we've had a lot of auctions throughout Texas. And, you know, Texas folks are fantastic to work with. We've got several reps that cover the state. And Texas, of course, big, you know. Yeah, Texas is a big space, and there's a lot of machinery here. And if anybody has any machinery they would like to sell, and they'd like to learn more about Big Iron, just go to our website or give us a call.
So were you in Orlando last year at the Commodity Classic too?
Yes, we were in Orlando. We'll be in
Denver
next year. We do 178 farm shows, or that's what we have on schedule this year in 2024. So our job is to help represent that seller's equipment and promote it. And we do that in various medias like radio, like digital, like social media, you know, digital platforming, sale bills, newspaper ads, and farm shows, and hanging up posters in the local C-store and coffee shop and in attorney offices. We do all that stuff. Banks, that's what our reps do. They go out, they represent that seller, and the reps live in the communities in which they serve. So most of them aren't driving too terribly far, but Texas is big, so they might have to drive an hour and a half or 2 hours to get to you, but we got them scattered throughout the state.
Well, your color gets everybody's attention.
Yeah, people in Iowa love us because it's the yellow Hawkeye color, but it was kind of cute. The first auction we ever had back in 1984, it was a household sale, and I called up my brother and I said, what color shirt do you have in your closet that matches? We should kind of look the same. And he said, well, I got my yellow FFA officer shirt. And I said, well, I got mine. So we just covered up the words FFA with our first names with a piece of duct tape, and we had that sale, and then we got another auction a couple weeks later. We wore the same shirts, and then we decided to find some yellow shirts, and we had our brand posted on there. And about 2 years later, Todd, we said, you know, maybe we shouldn't use yellow. So we went to a denim shirt. Oh my gosh, the crowd booed us because they didn't recognize us, because yellow was how we were being picked out of the crowd. As if you wanted to bid, you look for one of the yellow ring persons or the yellow auctioneer, yellow shirted auctioneer. So that's how that all worked, and yellow has stuck. That's why all of Iowa loves us.
There you go, Mark Stock with us, Big Iron Auctions, the owner. Over what, 42 years, you said, right?
Yeah, 40 years. We, myself and my brother, have run this business. And then, of course, we partnered and acquired the Sullivan Auctioneers out of Hamilton, Illinois, here a couple years ago. We also acquired another business in Minnesota. And we do talk to several of the auction companies that are looking for an exit strategy. So if there's somebody out there that's been in the business a long time and they want to have a conversation about, you know, what do you do to retire, or how can I move out of this and still take good care of my customers? We have talks and conversations with those quality auction companies all the time.
All right, Big Iron with us. Have a safe trip back to Nebraska, my man.
Hey, thank you very much, Todd. Appreciate it.